Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Ann Bloxham-Smith and Jonathan Booth of the Kiwanis Club of Greater Ouachita. Welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Hi, Corey.
It's good to be here.
And it is time again for you guys to put on your big doings, your big, gigantic, once-a-year pancake fundraiser. Jonathan, what year are you on making pancakes?
Personally, I'm only on five, but for the club itself, we're on 63 this year.
63 years, and this has been a kind of a community favorite over the years.
Yeah, it really has. We have a lot of support from this community.
I did. I met an old guy last year. He might be listening, and I said, "Has anybody been to all of these? Was anybody here at the first Pancake Day?" And he was like, "Yeah, I was."
Yeah. Yeah,
So that's pretty cool that folks have been around that long. Where do you do the Pancake Day? Where does it happen?
It's over at First United Methodist Church on Loop Road, and we'll kick off about 6:30 in the morning. So you're free to come in and get a to-go plate, or you can stay and just have all-you-can-eat pancakes all the way through till 7 o'clock at night.
Now, this is happening on Tuesday, which also happens to be Election Day, so you could get up, come eat, and then go vote early before the lines get big.
That's right.
And the Pancake Day is a major ordeal. You guys got this gigantic round cooking device. I've never seen anything quite like that.
Yeah, we have two of them, actually, and those have been around for a long time. We keep working on them and getting them to work one more year. But it's a wonderful thing to watch.
Jonathan, how many pancakes will you guys make on Pancake Day this year?
Oh, wow. That is a...
Has anybody ever done the math?
Excellent
Or how many
question.
Plates? Do you know how many plates you sell?
Wow. We kept track of the people coming in through the door. We didn't keep track of all our to-go plates, but I can just tell you by the amount of tickets that we've sold so far, it's going to be quite a bit. We'll probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of total amount of pancakes made, probably in the neighborhood of about 4,000 to 4,500.
That's a lot of pancakes. And a pancake plate has what?
Well, if you're there, you can put whatever you want on there. So we have pancakes. We have a couple of kinds of sausage. And you can get milk, chocolate milk, juice, coffee, all of that kind of stuff. And then you can just keep on coming back through the line and getting what you'd like.
I do need to ask, Jonathan, on the day you're cooking pancakes, do you eat any pancakes?
Officially, no. I would never do that.
That's because his wife may be listening.
I was just wondering. I came and hung out with y'all last year, and the smell of pancakes permeates the air so much that I got ready to eat, and I was like, I think I'm full. I'm good right now because I've been smelling it all day.
You're right. I tell you, I usually get stuck in the kitchen, so I'm the one with the sausage. But I will admit that I do taste test all sausage before it does come out.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to send anything bad out to anybody.
So y'all make a bunch of money on this. That's all a good thing. This is
we
your
do.
Big fundraiser for Kiwanis. What is Kiwanis' mission, and what do y'all do with the monies that get raised from events like Pancake Day?
Well, this particular event, Pancake Day, is our fundraiser that goes toward local children's charities. So we give all the money away that comes in. None of this money goes to us or to anybody else except for children's charities. So we give it to med camps and reading programs and school sponsorships and Camp Quality and Baptist Children's Home, Methodist Children's Home. We have a huge list of charities that we give the money to. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. We sponsor a softball team, all kinds of stuff.
I want to remind folks that KEDM will be there as well. I'm going to do the morning show on location while eating pancakes, and I'll be there. So this all happens at the First United Methodist Church?
That's right. First United Methodist Church in Monroe over on Loop Road.
So that's over kind of by Saul Adler Recreation Center, if you
that's
know where
right.
that's at. This is sort of in the same neighborhood. What got you involved, Jonathan? I know you were the president of Kiwanis last year, but what got you involved with Kiwanis?
I moved back to Monroe in 2014 and was just really trying to find something to occupy a little bit of time, volunteer work, and a friend invited me to a Kiwanis meeting, and it seemed like a really good organization, had a really great cause. There's nothing like being a part of an organization that helps the main group of folks here in the community that can't help themselves, and that's kids. And that's really where the important thing is.
That's a lot of good stuff that you guys are doing there with the kids. I guess I didn't know this until I was looking at something you gave me this morning. You guys have another big event you do every year. It involves thousands of kids, and it's around Christmas time. What's coming up real soon?
That is correct. Now that we have kind of merged our club with the West Monroe Club, we are responsible for the Kiwanis Christmas Parade, which will happen on December 1st this year. It's the first Saturday in December. We're looking forward to that. That's going to happen between 3 and 5 o'clock. And, you know, if anybody needs an entry, they can always visit our website at MonroeLAKiwanis.org.
And you're good at PR. You sent Santa an email. He's going to be there, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Santa will be there. Elves will be there. Kiwanis people will be there for sure.
So that's December 1st. You can put that on your calendar. But the big deal coming up this Tuesday, Election Day, Pancake Day, $7 a ticket. Jonathan, where do I get tickets from? How does that work?
You can get a ticket from any Kiwanian. You can get on our website. We have contact information there. You can find us on Facebook. And if you do find us on Facebook, please give us a like. We'd love to have those. Or you could just show up at the door.
All right. So, and you don't need to have a ticket necessarily. Just show up and pancakes can be had.
Right. And it doesn't cost any more at the door than it does in advance. We're really proud. This is our first Pancake Day since we've merged and are now the Greater Ouachita Kiwanis Club.
So that means you got twice as many helpers now that you've embraced the West Monroe folks and brought them on board.
That's right. That's right. It's a great group of people.
So the Greater Ouachita, there is no more Monroe and West Monroe Kiwanis. Now it's all one big thing. And Pancake Day coming up. Jonathan, again, when and where?
This Tuesday, November 6th, First United Methodist Church, 6:30 to 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you.
All right. Pancake Day, Kiwanis Club of Greater Ouachita, and KEDM is going to be there. If you can come see me do the morning show and watch how that thing is made. This is 90.3 KEDM. You've been listening to Lanyap. To find out more about Pancake Day, visit our website at KEDM.org.